First new message sent today at 12 a.m. Please dial your password and press pound. Please dial your password and press pound. You have 2 new messages and 11 saved messages. To review, press 1. To send, press 2. To hear more choices, press 0. From sent today at 12:01 a.m.
In the years before the personal computer, there was the telephone. In the days before the World Wide Web, in the wee small hours before the dawn of email, there was voicemail. From the late 80s to the mid 90s, in the suburban sprawl of Silicon Valley, there existed a community of voicemail box owners, or voice jailers.
Voice jailers, a ragtag cadre of 4 philosophical insomniacs bound together by the humming copper filament of their own collective isolation. This is their story. These are their voices. This is Midnight Voice Jail.
I've only just begun, and yet I'm nearly finished.
Good evening, my fellow Americans. I appreciate so very much the opportunity to speak with you tonight. Our country has been through a long and trying period, with the outcome of the presidential election not finalized. Here in a place where Democrats have the majority, I ask for you to pray for this great nation. Together we will address some of society's deepest problems, and it will be a foundation of my administration. And in the end, whether you voted for me or not, I'm optimistic this can happen. After a difficult election, we must put politics behind us. It is an experience I will always carry with me. I'm optimistic this can happen. This is the essence of compassion and conservatism. I have something else to ask you, to ask every American, and so do Democrats. And so as we begin the work of healing our nation, to be reasonable in manner, Americans share hopes and goals and values. The presidency is more than an honor. It is more than an office. I thank you for your prayers for me and my family. We have discussed our differences. Our votes may differ. I know America wants reconciliation and unity as one nation. And above all, together we will save Social Security and renew its promise of a secure retirement and harmony. This is the essence of compassion and conservatism. And I ask you to pray for Vice President Gore and his family in the 21st century. Our future demands it. This is the essence of compassion and conservatism. And together we will create an America that is open, and an America that is united in our diversity. Excellent schools. I believe things happen for a reason. Thank you very much. And God bless America.
Say, did you happen to catch the kinder, gentler speech on Thursday evening? That's a great speech. It covered a ton of stuff. We hope you caught all 49 minutes of it, interrupted 59 times by applause, by the way. I think now that we're going to have a spirit of total cooperation between the executive branch and the Congress now, things are looking great. You know, as you may remember, Ronald Reagan, of course, was known as the great communicator. I think George Bush will have the distinction of being known as the great cooperator. Look what's happening. There'll be no drilling off the coast of California, more money for AIDS research, more money for the homeless, yet no new taxes. It's fantastic. And as I say, I've never been more optimistic. I'm just on cloud nine. Things are almost perfect. All I've got to do is line up a date for Saturday night, and everything will be perfect.
New and improved outgoing. Yeah, that's right. I changed the outgoing. This is the cabin girl, and I'm just sitting here trying to go to sleep, but I can't.
Oh, my good Christ. What a bunch of bull. Take your choice, folks. A bleeding heart conservative or a teeny bop whore. What do you want for your generation? Oh, I forgot to add
Mr. 115 from Ag Express. And now on the front cover of People Magazine, we have Little Lost Girl, Drew Barrymore's own story. No one has ever played a cute, lovable kid better than Drew Barrymore. Steven Spielberg spotted her as a natural ham when he picked her at age six to portray the irrepressible Gertie in E.T., beginning with her plate-rattling screech when she first glimpsed that kindly
or a stoner.
I would legalize drugs. That's right. Why? So it would take it out of the hand of the criminals. Therefore, people would not have to be killed for drugs anymore. Therefore, drugs would not be expensive anymore. And if they're not expensive, they're not worth dealing. You know what I'm saying? Jesus Christ. So then there's no criminal element involved, you know? Jesus Christ, man. There's so many murders, so much of the fucking crime that goes on, the burglary and the robberies and associated or connected with drug addicts and their need to score the high-priced drugs. I mean, hey, I say legalization would solve that. As for more people doing it, I don't believe that at all. I don't believe that at all. But it's been legalized in Alaska. It's been legalized in Amsterdam for many years. Many, many years. The whole state of Alaska, it's legal. They don't have a fucking problem. There aren't murders going on up there, man. Associated with marijuana. And you say, oh, well, how can you grow marijuana in Alaska? Well, you just don't know shit if you say that.
The community can rest assured that their interests are very much my own and that anything I can do to maintain the security of the citizens will be my primary objective. Be seeing you.
The first thing that I do if I were President of the United States, the very first thing I do is I get my wife to contact her psychic and, like, totally do our astrological forecast out for the 4 years that I'd be in the presidency. And then after that, I'd smoke a cigarette.
First thing I would do if I was elected president, is that right, and I took the oath, I'd go into the White House, I would gather all of those servants, because of course you have servants, the big house, all the butlers, and I would have a big orgy with them in my room, or my bedroom or the dining room, and I would have a big orgy with all the butlers, because there was many of them, and I'd make them, and if they weren't cute, they weren't good looking, I would send them all back and get all new ones, and they would all be young, and they would be my butlers, and they would be really cute, and I'd take them to my room and have sex with them all night. Okay, that's the first thing I would do, okay?
I would destroy all the nuclear weapons, not destroy them, but disarm them, because I think that's really stupid. Well, I think we need some protection, but I don't think we need nuclear weapons. I would, I don't know what I would do.
That's amazing. That last guy, he sounded a lot like Dan Quayle, didn't he?
If I were president, my first act would be to dismantle and completely eliminate the outdated and absurd Strategic Defense Initiative program. I would take all the vast resources and money that had been kept tied up by that and that were planned to go into it, and I would use it for more. more humane and more peacetime projects. I'd put them into the civilian space program, NASA space station development, industry and outer space, and a planned Mars mission. I'd also put other energy into the more of the humanistic back on Earth problems, but Star Wars is a dangerous, horrid thing, and I would make sure I would eliminate it as President of the United States of America. My second act as President, I would employ Arabian women from far and mysterious countries with seven veils to come and oil and anoint my engorged member with the essences of secret oils, and then they would fondle and suck on my enlarged...
Hey, listen, I'd like to thank everyone for your comments, and hope you're having a great weekend. Thanks for listening.
You may start your message now.
You people are crazy. God bless America and God bless
communism.
Ronald Reagan.
I'm a malignant curse.
You people are absolutely nuts. However, I have taken this golden opportunity to leave the following message.
Eventually, you know, you will be able to, you know, be constantly aware or predominantly aware, but it without slipping in very often or at all. But it's that's like the end of the road or something, you know. Although, you know, I don't firmly believe that to the extent that I wish that to be the case. I just say that's one possibility, or that's the obvious possibility of progress. It's a thing which will go on for the rest of your life, in and out, in and out. You know, it's just the way it's supposed to be. You know, and I do believe that you just continuously evolve. New challenges, other things will present themselves in the life to deal with, and whatnot. So.
KSFO fired all the people again. They got rid of the one show I was starting to like, Tom Likas, starting to like him in the afternoons during that dead part of KGO where they have the fucking new afternoon news. They fired everybody, got rid of Likas. Now they're going to be all right-wing radio. I'm not kidding. That is their new format. All right-wing radio. And it's not... not acceptable there anyway, so I'm not going to be able to listen to it anymore. On Nick, they fired her, but they offered her like a weekend slot back on KGO, bitch, and I don't like her. I hope to take it. Fucking Susan Power looking bitch and whatever, so. Yeah. I feel a song coming on. KGO sucks, they have not very few liberals. KSFO sucks, they keep firing everyone. Even when they have someone good like Tom Lykins, they cut him off and put Michael Savage on instead, because they have no head. KGO and KSFO are owned and run by the same people, so they keep KSFO with stupid programming so it won't compete with KGO, even though they should put all the liberals on KSFO and leave KGO for the conservative fuck, because it's where the ratings are, yeah. Stupid KGO, stupid KGO, stupid KGO, oh, oh. Thank you very much.
End of message.
John in Oakland, you're on KGO. Ray Taliaferro. Good morning.
Yes, Ray. I agree with Ted. You know, I don't know how I can associate myself with your show because of all the Goonie Birds, especially that one that called you a Nazi.
Yeah, right.
And then your last caller, I'm not sure. But you know what? I will defend to the death the right to say that.
Oh, sure. Oh, that's why I let him say it.
Right. I mean, I will defend to the death.
Oh, I wouldn't defend to the death now. I mean, quit sounding like Patrick Henry. You don't have to be that patriotic. But I do feel that they have a right to say what they want to say, so they say it, and I challenge it or go along with it.
Okay, well, short of death, I will defend.
Yeah, I'm sure.
You always have good points. However, you know, I agree with your point that blacks are primarily conservative.
Oh, yes.
That observation, because I'm a black.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a conservative Republican.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that terrible? But, you know, I agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a conservative Republican.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that terrible?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm a black.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm a conservative Republican.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a black. Isn't that terrible?
Mm-hmm.
To be a conservative Republican and agree with a progressive, isn't that terrible?
Yes, indeed.
Whatever works,
mm-hmm.
That's, or, you know, whoever's right.
Yes, indeed.
I don't care if they're liberal, radical, if they're right.
Yep.
I'm going to share their belief. I don't care if I am conservative.
Yes, indeed.
I'm a black.
Yep.
You know, I don't believe in that particular point about him. I mean, I don't believe in George Bush, but with the fact of him inviting Gorbachev over here.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. Sure. Mm-hmm. 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 That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. Sure. 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 Listen, I gotta go, but I appreciate your call. It's good to hear from you.
Say, you know, it seems as if San Jose has a $7 million surplus in our budget, which is quite unusual since most cities today are faced with a rather severe deficit. Anyway, I have a great idea what we can do with this $7 million. What we need to do is put a toll booth at every entrance into our city. For example, on 101, on Highway 280, on 17, on Winchester, Bascom, the El Camino, San Tomas. Any road that leads into San Jose must be equipped with iron gates and a toll booth, and every motorist must be stopped when they enter San Jose and made to pay a $5 toll. Also, they must be asked why they're here, and they must come up with a valid reason. Then they would be issued a 24-hour pass, after which time they must leave immediately. Each car would be automatically searched, and during that brief time, each motorist and passenger would, of course, undergo a urine analysis and a drug test. Then each person would be equipped with an automatic portable transponder so that city officials could keep track of their whereabouts at all times while they were in San Jose. We have got to get rid of the riffraff. You understand? I'm tired of walking down the street and seeing these bums panhandling money, always asking for a handout. It's disgusting. As for the homeless and indigent, well, we would take part of this surplus and build them little portable shelters just outside of the little town of Tracy, and they would be very happy there. And by the way, If any visitor ever broke the law while they were in San Jose, they would be permanently banished and told never to come back again. Ever. Not ever. They would not be welcome here, do you understand? And I'm not kidding. I am serious. I am totally not kidding. Proposition 102. What do you think about that? Those junkies and those homos, it really knocks them flat. Take those who test positive and drag them through the mud. If you do drugs or homosex, it shows up in your blood. And someday, if we can, let's take the ones with HIV and send them to Iran. Proposition 95. What do you think about this? The hungry and the homeless, they really don't exist. Voting no on 95 will not make you a slob. If they're so goddamn hungry, why don't they get a job? And if you do drugs and alcohol, then you may end up homeless. It'll be your own damn fault. Don't vote for Dukakis. He'll send us straight to hell. Bush can run the country, and he'll really run it well. Those empty-headed liberals must come to an end. Don't want no more inflation. Don't want no tax and spend. I'm always right, and I know how to live. Vote like I vote. Think like I think. Be conservative. Hey, I'm glad you took the time out to listen, and thanks a lot. I hope you laughed at this song that I wrote. Do like your heart tells you, but just make sure and vote. Hey, what do you think of Ted Bundy? Speaking of burning in hell, that's where he's going next Tuesday in Florida. Ted Bundy, that little bastard, he'll fry forever in a burning hell. And I think it's great that he's finally going to be 86th off the planet.
Speaking of 86, did you hear about that abortion drug?
No, I didn't.
It's called RU486. What a cruel name to call it.
Really? RU486?
RU486.
Wow, that's a little bit more than a pun, huh?
I know it. It's really fucking... And I don't even know... I mean, I'm dead serious about it.
RU486, huh?
God damn, can you believe that?
I think that's a joke.
No, it's not a joke, Bill.
I wonder if it is.
It is not. It's in the... You can read it in the paper.
It's in the Bible. In the Bible. Holy Bible.
You can read it in the paper tomorrow, I swear to God.
RU486, huh?
RU486,
I don't get that.
Wow.
I mean, it's for 86 in the fetus.
Right.
Yes. RU486. Are you for it? Are you for it? RU486? It's just spooky. It's honest to God. It has now been legalized in France. And
thank God.
They're going to... You bastard.
It is legalized.
What, you're against abortion, Jim?
Well, yes, completely.
Oh, are you? I didn't know that. Yes. I thought you were against the abortion drug.
I totally disbelieve in it.
I'd be a father right now if it wasn't for abortion clinics, you know.
Well,
my girlfriend had an abortion.
No, you might not. You might have placed your kid up for adoption.
Oh, no, I couldn't give a kid up
for
adoption.
Why do that, Jim? Why bring something into the world that's not going to be loved?
Have somebody else fucking rape that child.
Because somebody will love it.
Why don't the parents have rights? The fully grown, living, functioning adult human parents have less rights than this half-mutated thing that might eventually become a human creature.
It's a human.
It's a human?
It's a human.
When it's got about 20 cells and a little eye sac, it's a human?
Oh, jeez.
It is going to be a human.
Well, that's like saying that if you pick up an acorn and throw it in the garbage, you're felling a mighty oak tree, and so you should never do
Listen
that.
Listen to that analogy.
I think on the evolutionary scale, I think we're a little bit above oak trees.
But it's the same thing.
But life is
life. Because what it might become.
Life is life,
and by that same analysis, we should never
have... That oak tree's going to live a lot longer than a human.
When was the last time you squished a fly on the wall? Probably a couple weeks ago.
When was the last time you fucked a tree?
So don't talk about this fucking respect for life you have.
Fucking trees is probably the best thing that you could do in your whole entire life.
Well, that's fine, but that has nothing to do with RU486.
As for RU486, the drug, so what does it do? It just immediately kills the fetus?
Yeah, it causes spontaneous early abortion, yeah.
Ugh, I just had one! It seems rather cruel. It's very graphic.
If they use it in the 8th month of pregnancy, I understand.
Oh, Jesus, yeah. Shit, man.
It was in the first few weeks.
No, there's a lot of it.
8 months, yeah, that's pretty heavy.
No, I just don't happen to think it ought to be legal. I really don't.
You don't think abortion should be
legal? No, not at all. That's why I hope something happens to Bush and Dan Quayle becomes president. He'll appoint people to the Supreme Court who will reverse that 1973 hideous, god-awful decision.
Take us back to the nice village days of the 50s. Those were wonderful days.
Conformist days, yes indeed.
Carefree.
Carefree, conformist days.
For those who could afford it, Jim.
Those people at the concert were just the epitome of the 50s.
If you weren't a member of the carefree majority, you were tromped on and called a communist and sent to hell.
That's right.
No, I'm not for going back to the 50s, believe me. But
well, that's what you're going to get with Bush.
That's not really true.
What are you going to get with Bush?
A continuance of
the marijuana going to be legal with Bush in office?
Doesn't seem like it.
No, it doesn't, huh? So that just means more marijuana-related murders.
Maybe he'll be smart and get the military involved in this drug control.
Oh, yes, let's get military involved here.
Hey, we should. It's a national emergency. We should get the military involved.
It's a national emergency?
Of course it is.
Why is that, my friend?
You know how. Oh, come on. We've been through this so often.
Well, then why don't they legalize this shit? Take it the hands out of the fucking criminals, man.
Because the reason, it's all the wrong reasons. The strongest argument I've ever heard for legalization is, well, it's got us whipped. We can't do anything about it, so we may as well legalize it. If you ask me, that's a pretty piss poor fucking weak argument.
That's a criminal thing, man. Jesus Christ, 75% of our jails and prisons are holding drug-related possession charges and dealer fucking people, man. I mean, Jesus Christ, dude.
Well, then we need to start educating people so that they won't...
By outlawing the two worst drugs, alcohol and tobacco.
Well, you're obviously not going to... You can't... You're talking about going back to the 50s. You want to go back to the 20s or 30s.
They had mass hysteria there in the 30s. Reefer madness and all that good shit. Robert Mitchum was thrown in jail in 1940-something for fucking possession of marijuana. You know, I mean, Jesus, yeah, they had hysteria back then. Campy hysteria that's still fucking still going on.
Lee Rogers is totally for the legalization of drugs.
Well, it's good for Lee Rogers.
You can understand, though,
if it didn't cost $180 an ounce, and I need my marijuana, and I want my marijuana bad, so I'm going to steal my mommy's money, or I'm going to go beat old granny over the head and take her fucking money for $180. And if it was legalized, it would be down to maybe like $18 an ounce, or whatever, considerably lower than what it is now. Then obviously, people don't have to fucking kill, and please get the microphone out of my face like that. Stop it!
God damn it!
Shit!
Sent today at 12:29 a.m.
You have been listening to episode 19 of Midnight Voice Jail, titled Left and Right. Midnight Voice Jail is produced by the National Cynical Network and airs Wednesday nights at midnight during Club Manic Consciousness on 89.7 FM, KFJC. We wish to thank Angel DeMonique for assistance in making this series possible. You can reach our webcast for high-speed internet connections by pointing your browser to listen.to, that's the letters T-O, /voicejail. Thanks as always to all voice jailers wherever they are. See you next time.
You have no messages remaining. Bye.